Welcome to episode 984 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries.
To counter false teachers who were distorting and undermining the truth of God's word, Paul urges Timothy to diligently study and work hard to ensure he is approved by God when handling scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The phrase, study to show thyself approved unto God, can be difficult to understand for modern readers. Contemporary translations, like the NIV's, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, and the NLT's, work hard so you can present yourself to God and receive his approval, provide clearer insight into Paul's original intent. False teachers posed a significant threat to the early church, just as they do now. Pastors and church leaders are called to safeguard God's people from apostasy that can spread like disease and undermine scriptural truth, leading to ungodliness. Paul urges Timothy to warn believers before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Timothy is to instruct the congregation to avoid getting entangled in pointless debates and disputes. To show thyself approved means to present oneself in a way that earns God's approval. Christ followers, especially pastors and teachers, are called to diligently study and accurately explain God's word. The Greek word for approved conveys the idea of something tested and proven genuine. Earning God's approval is akin to passing a thorough vetting process. Those approved by God handle the word of truth correctly, rightly dividing it, which in Greek literally means cutting straight. Pastors and teachers must be skilled in God's word, thoroughly examining scriptures without altering or misrepresenting their message. Approved workers are like the Bereans, who eagerly received the message, examined scriptures daily to verify its truth, studying God's word with a commitment to applying it to their lives. In contrast, an unapproved worker deviates from truth, engaging in meaningless talk, godless chatter, and false teachings that lead others astray. Such a person becomes involved in foolish discussions about spiritual pedigrees or in quarrels and fights about obedience to Jewish laws, which are described as useless and a waste of time. Christian teachers who are approved by God have no reason to be ashamed. Paul's aim as a servant of Christ was to never be ashamed, but continue to be bold for Christ and bring honor to Christ throughout his life. Paul's exhortation to Timothy to show thyself approved reflects his own confident stance before God. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Here are practical steps to help us study the word and present ourselves as approved by God. Begin with prayer, as it is crucial for Bible study. Prayer helps us approach the Bible with humility and a teachable heart, recognizing our dependence on the Holy Spirit to understand and apply scriptures to our lives. Prayer also enriches our relationship with God by allowing us to use what we learn to praise and glorify Him for who He is and what He has done for us. Set aside dedicated time each day for reading, studying, and meditating on the Word, whether in the morning, afternoon, or evening. The key is to be intentional and consistent, showing that knowing and learning about God is our top priority. When studying, ask God to speak through His Word. Remain open to being challenged, and be ready to grow in your understanding of spiritual matters. To interpret the Bible correctly, consider the literal, grammatical, historical, and synthetic contexts of each passage. The literal context is the plain meaning of the text, while the grammatical context considers the immediate sentences and paragraphs. The historical context examines the events, audience, and original understanding of the text, and the synthetic context compares it with other parts of Scripture. Understanding the cultural and historical backgrounds, such as the socio-political and religious contexts of the New Testament, can help us grasp the text's original meaning and relevance for today. Use reliable resources, like commentaries, dictionaries, and concordances, to help interpret difficult passages and gain a deeper understanding of the text. choose resources rooted in sound biblical scholarship and aligned with God's Word. These resources should supplement, not replace, regular Bible reading and study. Remember, the goal of study is not just to gain knowledge, but to glorify God in every aspect of our lives. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. We aim to be doers of the Word, not merely hearers. Consistent study involves prayer, contextual understanding, using helpful resources, and applying what we learn to our lives. It helps us know God more intimately, discern truth from error, grow spiritually, and serve Him and others effectively. By following these steps, we can show ourselves approved before God. We see evidence of 2 Timothy 2:15 in Paul's life and ministry through his commitment to accurately teach and proclaim God's Word. Paul diligently studied scriptures, engaging deeply with both the Old Testament and revelations of Jesus, ensuring his teachings aligned with God's truth. His letters reflect a profound understanding of scripture. Paul also exemplified the idea of being a workman, not ashamed, by boldly proclaiming the gospel, even in the face of persecution, imprisonment, and hardship. He consistently sought to rightly divide the word of truth, whether preaching in synagogues, debating with philosophers in Athens, or writing letters to the early Christian communities. The exhortation in 2 Timothy 2:15 speaks to the importance of diligence in studying and accurately teaching Scripture. Paul calls Timothy and all believers to a standard of excellence in handling God's Word. It requires dedication, effort, and a heart fully committed to understanding truth. But why is this so important? Paul answers this in 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, where he states, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." These two passages are deeply interconnected. In the first, Paul emphasizes the need to be an approved worker, someone who correctly handles the word of truth. This is not just a call to intellectual understanding, but also to spiritual integrity and authenticity. Paul wants Timothy to engage Scripture not merely as text to be studied, but as the living word that demands careful attention and faithful application. This means approaching the Bible with reverence, allowing it to shape beliefs, behaviors, and ministry efforts. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 provides the reason why such careful handling of Scripture is essential. Paul reminds Timothy that all Scripture is God-breathed, meaning it is inspired by God Himself. Because Scripture originates from God, it carries divine authority and is inherently trustworthy. It is useful or profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Each function is vital. Teaching provides sound doctrine, rebuking points out error, correcting restores us to the right path, and training in righteousness nurtures spiritual growth and maturity. Scripture is the foundation for all aspects of Christian living. The link between these two passages reveals a powerful truth. To be an approved worker who rightly handles the word of truth, one must recognize the divine nature and purpose of Scripture. Handling the word correctly means using it for its intended purposes: to teach truth, confront sin, correct error, and train believers to live holy lives. It is not enough to read the Bible superficially or approach it with preconceived ideas. Instead, we must approach it with humility, allowing it to speak into our lives and shape us according to God's will. The outcome of a life grounded in Scripture is being thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is the ultimate goal of diligent study and application of the Word: to be prepared and ready to serve God in whatever capacity He calls us. When we correctly handle Scripture, we become vessels equipped for His purposes, ready to do His will in every situation. Almost 2,000 years later, we need to take Paul's words seriously. By aligning our approach to Scripture with Paul's exhortation, we, like Timothy, can be approved workers, confident and unashamed, ready to fulfill the good works God has prepared for us. Let us commit to immersing ourselves in God's Word, letting it guide and equip us for every task He sets before us, knowing it is the very breath of God, full of power and purpose.
Father, we ask for Your wisdom and guidance as we study Your Word. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.